celebrating our 100th year, the Oregon School Activities Association welcomes you to this broadcast of an OSAA On Point Community Credit Union State Championship event. Serving more than 355,000 members, On Point Community Credit Union is the largest locally headquartered credit union and is the proud title sponsor of OSAA State Championships. We hope you enjoy today's championship event.
Up the road a little bit north of Salem, Mike Gallagher sitting in for Randy Adams tonight, ready to bring you the game that's going to get you into the state playoffs, the 4A playoffs next weekend at Pacific University. And tonight it's the Woodburn Bulldogs hosting your Mazama Vikings. Both of these teams come in here, obviously Woodburn ranked number two. Overall, number four in the OSAA rankings. Mazama is Vikings, number 15 in the OSAA rankings. They come in with a 7-3 overall Skyline Conference record, 12-10 overall in the league, 7-3. And that's out of 34 teams. For the Oregon West Conference, which includes Cascade near Salem, the Newport Cubs, Sisters, Staten, and Philomath, which is over by Corvallis. This is a tough league here. They've all moved around the last couple of years. But Woodburn brings in a high shooting offense that's averaging about 51 points a game, giving up about 46 points a game. They lead it. They are led in there by the 21 points of R.J. Valise. We're going to be calling Valise's name quite a bit. He's a 6'2 senior, and he pretty much carries the team. He's also E.J. Barajas with about 7 points a game, 6 for Tyson Doman, and nearly 10 a game for number 10, Ryan Stebner. This is a senior-leading Bulldogs team. They have 10 seniors, one junior, and one sophomore. So this is an older team, but it'll be led by the head coach's son, Raul Valise's son, RJ. On the Mazama side of the house, they spread the scoring around. For the most part, Mazama is coming in here riding the wave of a good season. Over 14 points a game for Mr. Javon Hall. He's a 6'1 senior. 10 points also for Brosterhouse. He's averaging that. We'll see Luna and Zakor and Smith as well, but certainly Healy. The starting lineups we will go over again, but for your Mazama Vikings, it's Javon Hall, as I said. He is the 6'1 senior. Out around on one side is Cole Brosterhouse, a sophomore, very young team from Mazama. He's a 6'3 sophomore. Stephen Luna, another sophomore at 5'9, will get the start tonight. Jacob Healy, a senior at 6'2. And the word we got, it could be Christian Casper, probably game time decision. But Pat Casper, another senior. I looked at the numbers not long ago. When you start two of the three sophomores you have on this team, that says you're pretty well balanced for head coach Randy Barline. And, of course, Mazama trying to get back to the tournament. It's been a while since they've been there. But if nothing else, they're going to come in here with a bunch of guys that love to get it up and down the floor. They average over 51 points a game, give up 46. And that's always, obviously, to your advantage where you're nearly 6 points a game better than your opponent. So Mazama coming in here, raring and tearing. They're going to take up the win tonight, and with a win tonight, they will head into the state tournament next week, taking on either Marshfield of Coos Bay or Gladstone, which is just up around the corner from us, about 25 miles. And if they win, they'll be next Thursday at Pacific University with a 3:15 game. But all that stated, they will take on the winner of Marshfield Gladstone should they win here tonight. State tournament, always a fun time. I'm going to be at the 5A down at Oregon State next week. So this is an exciting time of year. We're going to pause for a 60-second timeout. We'll come back with more from Woodburn High School. It's the Vikings and the Bulldogs here on Newstalk 1450.
Klamath Flower Shop wants to know if you're having a divine day or a doghouse day. Either way, brighten it up. The floral design experts at Klamath Flower Shop will add color and life to your workstation, a friend's house, wherever you need to spruce up the area. Come on, when was the last time you gave your loved ones or yourself flowers? Go from doghouse to divine. Call Klamath Flower Shop, 884-4159 at 133 South 9th. Basin Immediate Care hopes your game is exciting, memorable, and injury-free. In the event that you suffer an injury, illness, allergy, or just need a wellness check, be sure to stop in. There's never an appointment needed. With on-site x-ray, lab, plus cardiac technology, you won't be waiting long. At Basin Immediate Care, you'll get speedy results. Open every day, including holidays. The provider is in every day at Basin Immediate Care, 3737 Shasta Way in the Credit Union Center. Have a great game.
And we're returning back to Woodburn High School. Mike Alvinger courtside here on 1450 KLF FLS News Talk Radio here in Klamath Falls. Another great game, as I said. Going through the 5A tonight, a whole lot of different games. The winners all get to state. In the section, the first game would be Newport and Banks. Banks, the winner of that one, meets Marist Catholic of Eugene or Baker City. Newport Banks winner against Baker City or Marist Catholic of Eugene. McLaughlin, Mack High over near Pendleton, meeting Staten, the number three-ranked team in the OSAA, 4A-ranked Staten again, about 35 minutes from here, in fact. Then, of course, your Henley Hornets for you Hornet fans and Philomath Warriors will be playing here. The winner of that one meets the winner of Staten and McLaughlin. And finally, in the D section, Valley Catholic up by Beaverton, taking on North Marion, and that winner meets either Sisters or Seaside. I mentioned Woodbury in that league in here. I look at Philomath as well as Sisters in the same conference as the Woodburn Bulldogs as well, the quartet being the Oregon West Conference here. But they also include the one team over by Redmond, and that would be the Sisters Outlaws and the Sweet Home Huskies as well in this ball game. But that's quite a spread when you think about everybody that's in this conference. Well, we're about ready to tip it off here from Woodburn. The Bulldogs taking on the Vikings of Mazama High, and we're going to take this one-minute break, and we'll be back with the start of tonight's ball game in about 60 seconds here on 1450 News Talk Radio.
When you need service for your septic system or grease trap, you want experienced technicians. So you call Modoc Services. The folks at Modoc Services will determine the problem and get it back on track in short order. Modoc Services is the oldest septic and grease trap servicer in Klamath County. Our service is the difference. Credit cards accepted. Another proud sponsor of today's game. Modoc Services. Call 541-883-6912. 541-883-6912.
This season, there will be a team that's down 15 in the fourth quarter. On the road. Count it out. And the only group that believes they'll win is themselves. And when they come back, that's Northwest Style. Win or lose, it's enjoyed with Northwest Style Pizza from Abby's, with toppings to the edge on a handcrafted crust. Abby's is a proud sponsor of OSAA Sports. Abby's Legendary Pizza.
Now that makes me hungry. Abby's one of my favorites here. Again, thanks to all our sponsors here tonight to help you bring your Mazama Vikings ball. We'll keep you up to date on that Henley and Philomath score here later on tonight. Of course, Henley trying to get into the tournament next week as well. But that won't happen unless everybody wins here tonight. You lose and the season's done. But it's an exciting time for basketball here. Ready to give you the starting lineup. But before we do, we'll take one more 1 minute break here. Coming back, Woodburn and Mazama on 1450 News Talk Radio.
Bridges World Jewelry is your quality home jeweler in the basin. Have an anniversary coming up? At Bridges World Jewelry, you'll find the entire inventory of in-stock anniversary bands at 40% off and high-quality diamond stud earrings at 50% off. Always an ideal gift. Plus, Bridges has a huge inventory of silver jewelry, as well as Black Hills gold jewelry and colored stone jewelry, and much more. Bridges World Jewelry, open Monday through Friday in the Tower Shopping Center. Your quality home jeweler. When you're working on a construction site and you want dependable tools, get dependable tools at Dave's Tool Supply. Cordless tools, sandpaper, saw blades, well, just about every quality tool a quality construction worker needs. Delivery is available too. Now, let's say you have a broken air compressor or sander or nail gun. Hey, just drop it off and get it repaired. Dave's Tool Supply, on Crest by Kiger Stadium.
Hello, I'm Mark Hempstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Shiloh is proud to be celebrating over 40 years of providing you, our valued Shiloh customers, with Shiloh's sincere friendliness, efficient customer service, and clean, comfortable, attractive, non-smoking rooms and suites, all at an affordable price. Shiloh also offers many free amenities like free Wi-Fi and free continental breakfast or hot, full, delicious breakfast at most Shiloh Inns, as well as pools, spas, steam, sauna rooms, exercise fitness facilities, and business centers. And even the kids stay free. And for you dog lovers, Shiloh is very dog friendly. So ask your best friend where he or she wants to stay. Next time you're traveling for business or pleasure, we think you'll get a paws up for Shiloh Inns. For reservations, call 1-800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence. American family owned and proud of it.
Make room, because look who's here. The burger to rule them all. We're talking America's favorite burger, the Burger King Whopper. A real meaty, flame-grilled Whopper beef patty topped with tangy pickles, ketchup, fresh tomatoes, crisp lettuce, and fresh onions, finished with creamy mayo and served on a toasted 5-inch sesame seed bun. Feeling hungry for a real meaty burger yet? Well, you should be. Add a side of small, piping hot, thick-cut French fries or golden onion rings and a small fountain drink, and you've got a meal fit for a king. Burger King, with three convenient locations in Klamath Falls. Burger King on Campus Drive, Burger King South 6th and Washburn Way, and Burger King on South 6th across from Albertsons. Because Klamath Falls... Buckles RV is your source for everything RV. Trust Buckles for minor trailer repairs to certified coach diesel engine repair. They service everything, detailing and winterization to welding and fabrication. For do-it-yourself jobs, they have a complete parts department. Wondering what to do with your RV this winter? Don't store it, sell it at Buckles RV Consignment Center. They'll work hard to get the true value for your RV. Buckles, your
tickets are on sale March 4th for the trifecta of country concerts at this year's Klamath County Fair, opening August 1st. Get your tickets to see Midland on Thursday. John Wolfe on Friday. And Lone Star on Saturday. For tickets and details, call 541-883-3796 or see kcfairgrounds.org.
Prefer not to wait to get your taxes done? No problem, we understand. Drop off your tax documents and we'll get to work. When we're finished, just come to the office to review and sign your return, or you can approve your return online. Ask about our free drop-off service when scheduling your tax appointment.
All right, so having some difficulties with our line. Sorry, no score here. 30 seconds into the first quarter. Woodburn ball off the back.
Summer fun awaiting you all over the Klamath Basin. Remember, the number one place to find the fun is on BasinLife.com. On your phone, tablet, or computer, 24/7. Stop by our Things to Do page and enjoy the brand new Road to Crater Lake page. On it, you'll see the best hiking and biking trails and unusual things about Crater Lake National Park. The Road to Crater Lake page, brought to you by Lake of the Woods Resort.
And we bring it back to action here. Having some problems again. Working on it up on top, and 2 points at the other end. Mazama with the score down there by Healy, and we're still looking for Woodburn to get on the board with 6:40 on the first period clock. Woodburn ball, the home team holding up with the ball up front, working it up over on top to Valise. Valise bounce pass right side, looking on the long three ball from the corner, and Reese Miller light.
Hanson Tire is your full service tire dealer. You and your car will be treated right with Monroe shocks and struts, Interstate batteries, complete brake service, and front-end alignment. Hanson Tire, locally owned, locally operated. You and your car will receive great service at great prices. Is your car ready for the road? Make an appointment at Hanson Tire today. Call 273-0509. Hanson Tire on Maywood Drive.
4-0 Woodburn here. 4-0 Woodburn, 5:53, and again, we're having problems. I may have to go to the cell phone, Chuck, if it continues to do this. We're having a few difficulties. We got plenty of cell, by the way. There's no problem with the cell feed or the signal. At the free throw line for Mazama after the foul is Javon Hall. Hall with the first free throw and the first score of the night for Mazama. 4-1 Woodburn with a couple of baskets. Reese Miller and R.J. Valise each with a pair. Again, first period of play here on KFLS. The next one drops as well for Javon Hall. So he's got the first 2 points of the night. 5:44 on the clock, a whistle down low. We're told that the referee's coming off the Oregon Coast League over there, so no local referees here, totally different. 4-2, keeping an eye on the screen there, Chuck. For Woodburn, full court pressure. They'll set it up. Mazama breaks it up the right sideline. Looking up to the high post now. On the dribble drive baseline, looking for the shot is Healy. Healy throws it deep into backcourt, gets away, and Cole Brusterhouse chases it down for Mazama. So Woodburn ball in forecourt on the right sideline here from Woodburn. Again, starting it off in the play-in game for state next week. Quarterfinal action next week at Pacific University. The winner from tonight's game gets there. R.J. Valise, he runs the, Caressboom, looking to set the screen. Mazama comes out and joins. Up on the top, off the dribble now, Diego Torres. Low post pass, almost broken up in there by Casper. Nearly with the steal, Woodburn ball leading it 4-2, 5 minutes to play, first period here in Woodburn. Off the dribble around, taking their time with the ball. Woodburn backs out the dribble. That's Diego Torres, 5'9 senior. 10 seniors on this Woodburn ball club, a junior and a sophomore. Off the drive around the point. Defenseman Mazama smothering. Won't let them in around the block in. They're forcing them to keep it outside. And this is where I have been a proponent of a 35 or 40, preferably 40-second shot clock in high school. So this kind of play, you're forced to shoot, you're forced to drive and keep the action alive. Well, driving up inside and leading hard on the bucket was Stephen Luna. Make that not Luna, but for R.J. Valise, leading scorer on the team, over 20 points the ball game. 6-2 Woodburn here with 4:10 on the first period clock. Left corner, Mazama moves it around the right, down to the left corner. Long ball from Javon Hall. Comes long off the iron. Casper can't get to it, and the Bulldogs bring it up here. Long three if they cast off from inside. And that's Barajas. Barajas' long rebound off on this. Chasing that basketball down is Brosterhouse for the Vikings. Caleb with the ball up front. Works it down to Stephen Luna. Luna, pass right side, looking for three out there. Luna's ball comes up hard off the back iron. 6-2 Woodburn, 3:35 to play here in the first period. Dribble out front. Javon Hall will pick up the dribble. There's for Torres of Woodburn. Drive over to Valise. Valise with the ball. Releases it late as he drives down the left sideline. Count the bucket, he's fouled, and the reach-in slap on Stephen Luna. Luna with his first personal, two team fouls apiece now. So he finished with the bucket, making it 8-2 Woodburn here. And to the free throw strip now. Woodburn trying to extend their lead to 7. The three-point play for Valise is short rim, nothing. Mazama blocking out tough. Pulling down the rebound is Healy, but full court pressure by Woodburn. They break it up right side and over to Blasterhouse, and the defense, the smothering defense on the far sideline for Woodburn causes one of the ball players, I believe that was Healy, to step on the sideline. No push, just tough defense, and he was off balance and stepped out of bounds. 8-2 Woodburn, the Mazama Vikings back on defense again, all clad in blue. Right-hand dribble drive, look out for Valise, likes to shoot that three. It hits hard off the iron, comes off the edge over to Jake Healy. I apologize, long three again, this time for Woodburn. And Woodburn drops it down from out there. It looked like Torres puts it in there. 11-2 Woodburn, my mistake, Mazama now with the ball. Mazama, hook pass down inside. High on that right wing is Casper. No shot as a Mazama defense forces the offense is forced out around the arc. No penetration into the low block. High to the left side. There's Luna. Got an opening in the middle with a bounce pass down low. Tipped on the hands. Up from Valise. Up ahead to Torres. And Torres nails it on the run. Woodburn starting to run away early here with a 13-2 lead with 2:10 on the clock. Javon Hall for the Vikings runs the offense out front. Right hand, left hand, looking to spin around. Shot, pass into the left corner. Bring it back up on top to Prosterhouse. Prosterhouse looking up inside. Lead up with a leaner from Casper. Comes short from the front glass and the rim, and it's off to Woodburn. Down quickly on the transition. Double pump, drew the double team, and get the pass over to one of the Woodburn Bulldogs, and it looked like Reese Miller. So Miller gets two, and a timeout now for Mazama. 1:46, first period clock here, and Woodburn really running with it. 13 straight points. It's a 15-2 Woodburn lead over Mazama, and we'll be right back on 1450 News Talk Radio.
Hanson Tire is your full-service tire dealer. You and your car will be treated right with Monroe shocks and struts, Interstate batteries, complete brake service, and front-end alignment. Hanson Tire, locally owned, locally operated. You and your car will receive great service at great prices. Is your car ready for the road? Make an appointment at Hanson Tire today. Call 273-0509. Hanson Tire on Maywood Drive.
Well, the Woodburn Bulldogs have taken it here at home, and they're doing pretty well. So far, leading at 15-2, they've run off 13 straight points here, led by the scoring of Valise and Reese Miller. The only points for the Bulldogs are for the Vikings of Mazama. Javon Hall with a couple of free throws as he was fouled on a drive, a non-shooting foul. We look at team fouls, each with two right now. And now both teams come back out on the field. Randy Berlin and Mazama really had to have something to say on the sideline. It'll be full court pressure. Mazama will bring it out down by a baker's dozen here with 1:41 on the clock, first period. Mazama off the drive. Didn't make any personnel changes with a hook and a run and a leech around Brosterhouse basket. First field goal of this ball game for Mazama, 15-4. Up on a long three, it'll come off a travel called by Woodburn, and they'll make a couple of personnel changes as well. Luna will take it in now from Hall, and again, Mazama going with their starting five of Casper, Healy, Luna, Prosterhouse, and Hall here. We're at the 1:23 mark of the first period, 15-4 Woodburn. Mazama ball out front, hold it up to Luna. Luna keeping it around the Hall. He'll drive one, two defenders, goes inside, misses the layup a little short, now out front for three, rolls around, looked like it was going down for Luna, and no go. Up ahead left side, fast break Woodburn, and they like to run it according to Coach Ruiz. On the miss, Mazama skying high and hard. Jake Healy really pulled that down. The young man looks like he could play running back or linebacker. We're under a minute to play, first period here. Mazama wants to get on the board if they can right now. Hold that dribble out front. Casper, they force him way out near the half court. Now they'll move it around over to Luna. Luna holds it up between the circles, so to speak, to the left side now. There's Healy. Healy low post pass to Casper. Well, that was pretty. He just dumped it over to Casper, who kind of finger rolled it off as he rolled inside. 15-6 Woodburn, and we got 20 seconds to go in the first period here. A round up on top now, working it for the Bulldogs of Woodburn. High up there to Ryan Stebbert. Stera, a real stubby young man. He looks like a middle linebacker. He goes with the lead-in jumper and is fouled while he's in the air. So Ryan Stebbert to the line. Ryan, a senior at 6 foot for the Woodburn Bulldogs. And Stebner, 9 points a ball game, and one of 10 seniors on this Woodburn club. Gets the free throws. He shoots two. For one, his first points of the night. 8.9 seconds to play in the first period here. In his play-in game for 5A. Gets both free throws from Stedner. Under 8 seconds, Mazama. Will they break the pressure? We're at five. Working hard. I don't think they're going to get a shot off. They lead it down to Casper. Doesn't see what's on the clock, and he moves it. and the ball out of bounds, and that's the end of the first period of play. The Woodburn Bulldogs taking a commanding lead here as they go to the second period, leading Mazama 17-6. We'll be right back in a minute on 1450 News Talk Radio.
Columbia Forest Products on Highway 97 encourages team players to work hard and win big this season. Columbia Forest Products, in the basin for over 60 years, honors and supports all local high school sanctioned activities. Today's youth are tomorrow's leaders, so let's maintain a strong and vibrant community for years to come. Way to go, teams, and best of luck to all of you from Columbia Forest Products on Highway 97, Klamath Falls. Prefer not to wait to get your taxes done? No problem, we understand. Drop off your tax documents and we'll get to work. When we're finished, just come to the office to review and sign your return, or you can approve your return online. Ask about our free drop-off service when scheduling your tax appointment. Block got your back.
Hi, this is Deborah Edders at your local H&R Block office on South 6th Street between East Main and Shasta Way. Come by today and see what it means to never settle for less when it comes to your taxes.
OBTP V14057.
It's a 17-6 lead here for Woodburn. Leading score so far, not much. Go Osterhaus with a couple, Casper with two, and two from the free throw line for Javon Hall. Leading score, four apiece for Valise and Miller. Torres and Barajas each with a pair. And it is a 17-6 start here for Woodburn and the lead. Mazama takes it out at half court. In the blue jerseys, Mazama leads up outside with a pull to Luna. Steven Luna holds the ball, gets it right side to Casper. Now we've got Tristan Lee starting the second period now for Mazama. Mazama, Woodburn, tap the ball away, and it's loose and picked up by the Bulldogs coming back the other direction. Mazama unable to hang on to the ball with that smothering defense by the Bulldogs. Pull the dribble out front. Looks like Torres. Torres with the quick handoff to the big Stebner. He's only 5'11 or thereabouts, but he's a strong-looking young man. There's Kevin Cruz, also in for the Bulldogs here, with an 11-point lead. Second period just underway. Mazama not letting him in very far, and a tip on the pass inside. Casper got a finger on it, and it's picked up by Luna. Look up ahead, left side. There's Lee. Lee leaned it up, and he'll count the ball. He come flying over the top of the defender who was not set. He makes the bucket. Oh, are they going to call the offensive foul? Oh, my goodness. Lee made the bucket, and I thought for a moment there it was going in, but they said he was set. So Lee picks up the foul. Tristan Lee just up off the bench here. A minute into the second period, 17-6, Woodburn. A little hook pass underneath now. That's R.J. Valise. He's been kind of ineffective with a 21-point game average, one of the top scorers in the Oregon West Conference. Now from the three-point side, nothing but net on the three try. There is R.J. Valise. He's just one of a couple of guys that shoot that three very well. Ball up on top for Mazama. Mazama loses it, gets it back. Hall, three ball from the corner. Nothing up front, miss it. Now the breakaway. Bulldogs not waiting for everyone to come back. They throw it away as they try to save it. Up there, stolen back by Mazama. Mazala homes it in the right corner, now controls the offense up front to Casper. Casper looks to Luna up on top. Luna to Healy. Healy tries the three. Nothing there, but batting for the ball. It's Tristan Lee into the corner, and Lee battles for it and will go back to Woodburn. Boy, Lee tipped it in the air. Tried to pull it down. It was a pass, was going out of bounds. Nearly had control of it and found himself losing it out of bounds. And not for a lack of hustle here. 20-6 Woodburn, 6:06 on the clock. And they'll pause here for a few moments and mop up some perspiration down there in front of the Woodburn bench. Woodburn located on I-5, just north of Salem, about 15 miles or so. And about 25 miles south of Portland along I-5. A lot of snow up here. Not as much as y'all had down there in southern Oregon, but we had enough to close the schools. It was iced up pretty good. Everything's melted down in 50-degree day here today. Woodburn ball out front to Stebner. Holding that lead, controlling it. Valise up front again. He is the scoring leader, but he is not running the show out there tonight. They're distributing the ball well. Torres keeps the ball rotating up in front now to Valise, his dad, the head coach, Raul Valise, a Woodburn High graduate. Left side on the wing. Bulldogs taking their time, looking on that Mazama man-man. They bounce it up on the high post. Backing in, Stebner releases up over the top of Lee. Tristan Lee did all he could without fouling him, and Stebner gets his first field goal of the night, 22-6 Woodburn. Changes on the floor. We do have one personnel change. No, the head coach is coming to check with one of his players. So Mazama ball again, full court pressure. A zone, a 1-2-2 zone, trying to collapse on the inbounds play to Jake Healy. Healy up left side. Healy holds the ball up off the dribble drive left wing. Now to hang it off to Lee. Lee working right side. Looking for Javon. 1-3. Looked away into the corner. Drive Lee. Lee goes up with a shot. Partially blocked. Gets the basketball back. Ball taken away by Stebner. Boy, I disagree with the jump ball call here. The possession error goes back to Woodburn with 5:02 to play here in the second period. I thought Lee had a hold of that ball and was his, but they did tie it up. Mazama does not use the press. They'll meet you up at half court with Hall, Javon Hall, the senior, picking up the dribbler up front. And for the most part tonight, it's been either R.J. Valise or Torres bringing it up. There's Torres with the ball high on the right side with a comfortable lead here by 18, 16. Handoff up front. They have not penetrated past the free throw line much, at least into the low block. Dribble drive inside, pass to the right corner. Love to shoot from the perimeter. Fall away three, no good. Stebner comes down with a rebound on the baseline. Puts it out front to Torres. Torres can't keep it alive, and it finally is kicked out of bounds. Saving the ball in the air for Woodburn was R.J. Valise with his back to the stands. He throws it back in off of one of the Vikings. So Woodburn has it in their baseline left corner. Team fouls, three now for Woodburn, four on Mazama, and Mazama trailing 22-6 here with 4:28 to play in the first half. The winner on to the 4A state tournament next weekend in Forest Grove at Pacific University, a fine facility up there. Woodburn ball off the pass, off the baseline now to Hall. Make that Trevor Karsaboom. Karsaboom on the Bulldogs, up on top now to Karsaboom, looks for the dribble left side. Karsaboom on the drive, look away, tying it up the ball from Mazama, nearly with the steal, causing some problems in the lane, but that looked like Mazama ball, and then looked like Woodburn threw it out, and they did not. So Woodburn ball under their basket, slightly to the right as we look down on it, as we drop under 4 minutes to play here in the first half. Ball tipped up, nearly stolen away by Stephen Luna, and it goes out of bounds. Pretty good crowd here tonight. I'd say two-thirds full. The band in behind us, thank goodness they're not nearby, or I couldn't hear myself think. Bulldogs up front with a quick pass, and now they'll hold it on the left side to Karsaboom. He drives down past the free throw line. Now out to Stebner. Stebner three from up front. Nothing. Battling and blocking out for the rebound is Lee. Lee hands off to Luna. He'll skip it up into the front half. From the high right wing. Lee. Luna, that is. No shot. Long three. Thought it was going down in there for Healy. It rolls off the edge and Woodburn with the rebound. Up front, off the rebound and the dribble all the way down. Long shot, no good out there for Valise, and he's having a tough time with the ball tonight. Surprising considering first team all-conference and co-player of the year up here in the Oregon West Conference. Bulldogs in the man-to-man trying to tighten up on the Vikings. Hall starts to dribble in up front, but coming out with the ball now is Casper. He's up front, right corner. Healy, no shot. Here's Hall for three. Bounces up one. They cannot hit anything. I think they've hit 1-3 tonight from Mazama. The miss and the rebound. Drive in. 360 in the lane. Jumper. Put up. Casper was there to put an arm in the air. The shot's missed off the rim. And pulling it down is Casper. And now Mazama with the ball. Vikings hold it up high on the right side. Coach Randy Barleen shouting from the sideline. Reaching in, stolen away. Mazama not taking care of the basketball. And it's a three-quarter court drive for R.J. Valise. And he's got himself two more here. 24-6 as we come up on the two-minute mark of the first half. Vikings drop back into the man-to-man. Now to Hall. Reverse layup. Thought it was going to roll. Nice touch on that reverse underneath by Hall as he was guarded on one side. Didn't get the spin. And the Bulldogs out front with Valise up near half court. Hall getting up there, forcing him to put the long bounce pass up on top. E.J. Barajas and Valise playing a little catch out there. There's Carson Boom. He throws it away. Tipped by Casper. Kicks it up to Luna. Four on four. Luna with the reverse layup. His body's on one side of the rim. He reaches around the other and spins it off the glass. Luna, his first bucket tonight. 34-8 is the score. Back on defense quickly was Healy, going for the ball, lost it out of bounds. Bulldogs have it. Karsaboom. Changes made with a comfortable lead of 16 here for the Bulldogs. They'll bring three or four new players in here to include Lincoln Van Morsberg. So we have Carson Boone and Van Morsberg, my long names of the night. 24-8. Bulldog ball up on front. Detailing it on the ride. The floater in the middle. Won't go down for the Bulldogs. They missed the shot underneath. Pass knocked away, picked up by Healy, and Mazama's got it, playing great defense under the hoop here. Luna dribble up on the high left wing. Looking left corner now. That's Healy. Healy with the right-hand dribble drive. Now to Hall. Hall, Healy on the right side. Now he's got three. Nobody open. Short off the front of the rim. Under a minute to play. Reeve down Broadway. Lead up, Valise, and an offensive foul as RJ leans up on a full throttle, but you got to give tons of credit to Steven Luna. He's standing in the low block, waiting to take the charge. Does, goes to the floor. Chris Zakara has come into the ball game, and Zakara was playing about five or six rotations, and he's back in. So Zakara, as Luna will dribble up, Steven, a sophomore at 5'9", faces a 2-3 zone. Woodburn defense, they are smothering up front. Hold it up to Tristan Lee. 24-foot, three ball up front. Can't get it to drop down for Chris Secor, and the Bulldogs have it with 32 seconds to play in the first half. They'll get the last shot here with the lead unless Mazama can get a turnover and score at the other end. Clock running. RJ Valise for three. Oh, my, tell you what. He is dangerous. 14 seconds, 27-8, Woodburn. Around the edge, Mazama looking to score. Zakur on the right wing, wants to shoot, does from three range, rolls into the hopper, rolls out, 3 seconds, two, and no shot at the buzzer. Mazama throws it up, it'll count if it goes, and it's an air ball. So from the far left side, Bulldogs try to extend their lead, and unable to do so. We go to a very quickly played first half here. It's the Woodburn Bulldogs 27 and the Mazama Vikings 8. We're going to pause here along the line, and we'll be right back here after this two-minute timeout, a two-minute break here on 1450 News Talk Radio.
I am a woman. I'm gentle, caring, nurturing. To some, I may seem a bit vulnerable, but don't let my size or my soft voice be mistaken for vulnerability. You may not understand what I'm saying, so let me explain my way. I don't do karate, but I am highly skilled at Kalik Pow. Offering the best feminine protection is Two Badge Guns. Get proficient in Kalik Pow. See Two Badge Guns, open Tuesday through Saturday, 1835 Oregon Avenue.
When it comes to tough, versatile workhorses, nothing compares to Kubota's full line of RTV series utility vehicles. Engineered to last and designed to deliver, Kubota's RTV X series doesn't just lead the way on rugged dependability, it leads the pack. From big jobs to small projects and daily chores, choose from America's top-selling family of diesel utility vehicles to help you do it all. Your Kubota dealer in the Klamath Basin is Pelican Tractor, 5629 South 6th.
Tickets are on sale March 4th for the trifecta of country concerts at this year's Klamath County Fair, opening August 1st. Get your tickets to see Midland on Thursday. John Wolfe on Friday.
Boots on the dance floor.
And Lone Star on Saturday.
Maybe I'm amazed by you.
For tickets and details, call 541-883-3796 or see kcfairgrounds.org.
Klamath Flower Shop wants to know if you're having a divine day or a doghouse day. Either way, brighten it up. The floral design experts at Klamath Flower Shop will add color and life to your workstation, a friend's house, wherever you need to spruce up the area. Come on, when was the last time you gave your loved ones or yourself flowers? Go from doghouse to divine. Call Klamath Flower Shop, 884-4159 at 133 South 9th.
Summer fun awaiting you all over the Klamath Basin. Remember, the number one place to find the fun is on BasinLife.com. On your phone, tablet, or computer, 24/7. Stop by our Things to Do page and enjoy the brand new Road to Crater Lake page. On it, you'll see the best hiking and biking trails and unusual things about Crater Lake National Park. The Road to Crater Lake page, brought to you by Lake of the Woods Resort, open year-round. Odessa Store for all your camping needs. Harriman Springs Resort and Rocky Point Resort. Find the fun on BasinLife.com.
Columbia Forest Products on Highway 97 encourages team players to work hard and win big this season. Columbia Forest Products, in the basin for over 60 years, honors and supports all local high school sanctioned activities. Today's youth are tomorrow's leaders, so let's maintain a strong and vibrant community for years to come. Way to go, teams, and best of luck to all of you from Columbia Forest
Products. Halftime from Woodburn High School. Gallagher halftime, and again, having some technical difficulties with keeping the broadcast from my end. I know we have a little bit of a weak cell signal here, so we're battling with that. With the Woodburn Bulldogs, it was a tie ball game early on at 2-2, but then they ran off 13 straight points on Mazama and have not looked back since, leading here by 19 points at halftime, 27-8. Leading the score from Mazama with just 8 points tonight. We've got two apiece for Casper Luna Brosterhouse and Javon Hall. Hall scored the first buckets with two free throws, and that's been pretty much it. Not keeping any percentages in terms of shooting, but right now, shooting well under 30% has to be the Vikings. They've had a tough go of it, but a lot of heavy-duty pressuring defense from Mazama. Now, a former head coach that I know used to say the successful defenders guard the ball and not necessarily the man, but they guard the ball first. And that's what Woodburn is doing here right now. They're led in scoring here at halftime by R.J. Valiz, averaging 21 a game. He's got 13 at the break here. 4 for Reese Miller, Barajas and Torres, as well as Karsaboom, each with 2 points. And again, 4 for the big guy, Stebner. It's been a rocky, rough down and going here right now for the Mazama Vikings. They got a lot of ground to make up, and with guys at average looking here, Hall coming in with nearly 15 points a game, Brosterhouse at 10, Luna at 7. They're your 1-2-3 punch. The bench has not helped them much. Tristan Lee has played very well off the bench, but unable to score a whole lot. In fact, he's missed a couple of shots. But again, a much younger team playing Woodburn tonight with a couple of sophomores that start and one coming up off the bench. I'll come back and take a look at what we've got for matchups and how we look at the state tournament next week from Pacific in the 4A. We've got more coming back from Woodburn. It's Woodburn 27 and Mazama 8. We'll be right back on 1450 News Talk Radio.
The providers in every day at Basin Immediate Care. Sports and wellness physicals to illnesses, injuries, and occupational services. You'll receive immediate attention. Basin Immediate Care's on-site x-ray and lab ensure speedy results, plus relief from your illness or injury. Open every day of the year, including Sundays and holidays. Never an appointment needed. Basin Immediate Care stays aware of, equipped for, and ready to meet every new challenge. Basin Immediate Care. The provider is in every day. 3737 Shasta Way in the Credit Union Center.
When you need service for your septic system or grease trap, you want experienced technicians. So you call Modoc Services. The folks at Modoc Services will determine the problem and get it back on track in short order. Modoc Services is the oldest septic and grease trap servicer in Klamath County. Our service is the difference. Credit cards accepted. Another proud sponsor of today's game. MODOC Services. Call 541-883-6912. 541-883-6912.
This season, there will be a team that's down 15 in the fourth quarter. On the road, count it out. And the only group that believes they'll win is themselves. And when they come back, that's Northwest style. Win or lose, it's enjoyed with Northwest style pizza from Abby's, with toppings to the edge on a handcrafted crust. Abby's is a proud sponsor of OSAA Sports. Abby's Legendary Pizza.
Bridges World Jewelry is your quality home jeweler in the basin. Have an anniversary coming up? At Bridges World Jewelry, you'll find the entire inventory of in-stock anniversary bands at 40% off and high-quality diamond stud earrings at 50% off. Always an ideal gift. Plus, Bridges has a huge inventory of silver jewelry, as well as Black Hills gold jewelry and colored stone jewelry, and much more. Bridges World Jewelry, open Monday through Friday in the Tower Shopping Center. Your quality home jeweler.
And returning here to Woodburn High School, the halftime score in this playoff game, Woodburn 27-8, leading the Mazama Vikings here at the break. Tough situation for the Vikings. They got out slow right off the bat, but looking to try to make a comeback here in the second half. They got a long way to go, trailing by 19. Games tonight, we're going to be trying to keep you up on that Henley Filoma score. If nothing else, we'll get you the final at the end of the ball game. So the winner of this ball game, either Woodburn or Mazama, will take on the winner of Marshfield of Coos Bay or Gladstone, and that will be next week coming up in the second round game from Pacific University at the 4A tournament. Newport and Banks are playing tonight, and that winner will meet Marius Catholic or Baker City next weekend at the tournament. As we look down at McLaughlin and Staten, they'll battle. Staten, one of the top teams in the league, or in the state, and that winner will meet the Henley guys or Philomath Warriors. So Henley Philomath taking on the winner of Staten, McLaughlin, or Mack High out of up near Pendleton. Then the final bracket tonight, it'll be Valley Catholic and North Marion, and the winner beats either Sisters or Seaside. Seaside, one of the great 4A teams the last few years, number two in the OSAA rankings. So they have a good opportunity not only to win tonight and beat Sisters, but they only get a chance right off the bat to number North Marion or Valley Catholic in the first round of our tournament. Halftime score here tonight. We're about 2 minutes away from the second half tip-off. It's Woodburn leading the Mazama Vikings at the break, 27-8. We'll take this one-minute timeout, and we'll be right back here on 1450 News Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm Mark Hempstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Shiloh is proud to be celebrating over 40 years of providing you, our valued Shiloh customers, with Shiloh's sincere friendliness, efficient customer service, and clean, comfortable, attractive, non-smoking rooms and suites, all at an affordable price. Shiloh also offers many free amenities like free Wi-Fi and free continental breakfast or hot, full, delicious breakfast at most Shiloh Inns, as well as pools, spas, steam, sauna rooms, exercise fitness facilities, and business centers. And even the kids stay free. And for you dog lovers, Shiloh is very dog friendly. So ask your best friend where he or she wants to stay. Next time you're traveling for business or pleasure, we think you'll get a paws up for Shiloh Inns. For reservations, call 1-800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence. American family-owned and proud of it.
And returning to Woodburn, Mike Allegher said again, my thanks to Randy Adams, the sports director and program director at KFLS, among other stations, KFLS, AM, and FM here in Klamath Falls. Always happy to work with Randy. We've worked together for about 30 years, have known each other since then. And I know Randy is one of the biggest sports announcers and busiest sports announcers at the high school level in the state. Truly, if you look at the schools Randy covers down there in the South Mason, anywhere from the 4A down to the 2A level, it's so exciting to hang out and watch Randy work. I've worked baseball with him. It's been a while since I've worked basketball. And, of course, he may be at the 4A tournament next weekend in Pacific. So again, 27-8, halftime's over. Both teams on the floor will set the Viking lineup as they'll come off of half court with the ball, and again, full court pressure, handing it immediately. Pass off the right side, down to Casper. On the inbounds was Brosterhouse. Faked the shot, put the pass up, and Casper gets a couple to start the second half of play there in double digits, 27-10. Loose ball out of bounds, tipped out there by Woodburn. And Woodburn ball up in four court here. Third quarter starts 27-10. Taking their time, Woodburn with the ball. Push it right side. Off the screen right is Karsaboom. He's got a three ball on the way. It was there, and the miss. And Casper comes down with a rebound, and he gets fouled. Christian Casper. And the foul will go up against Reese Miller, his third first-team foul for Woodburn here in the third period. So Manzama taking their time up there. Steven Luna skips it up into the front half. He's picked up by Cruz. Now Luna accelerates down the baseline, and they're just attacking the basket right now. I'm sure Randy Barline had something to say about this. Get it inside. We haven't gone into the block much, and that's what they're doing. And second foul on Woodburn's Diego Torres. At the free throw line, Luna gets the first one. 3 points now for Luna. Looking at one more here. 7:17, third quarter clock. He's perfect at the line. He's got four, and it's 27-12. So Mazama has scored the first 4 points of the third period to play here. A minute into the third quarter. Off the dribble drive, working R.J. Valise. 13 points at halftime for Woodburn. Valise, quick handoff. Now working. Look out on top to Karsaboom. Karsaboom takes on Luna at the free throw line. Forces Luna back. He falls back and hits the jumper. Just steps to the free throw line and puts two up. He had two in the first half, now two in the second. And the Woodburn Bulldogs have scored here. 29-12 on the drive. Luna off the screen, puts up the layup, blocked away, coming back the other way. The Bulldogs, 23-foot shot for three. Can't see the number, but it looked like Karsaboom make that Diego Torres his fifth point of the night. 32-12, a 20-point lead. Largest lead of the night now for the Bulldogs. Luna, cross court, looking. There's Brosterhouse, got a three ball, misses it, and Hall chases down the rebound on the sideline. Starts the offense up front. Back on top now to Luna. Gets bumped on the dribble, no call. Now to Casper up on top. Brosterhouse looking away. Pass, Hall, three on the way. It was there. I mean, right down in the cylinder, and it comes straight out to the Bulldogs. 20-point Woodburn lead here with 5:45 to play in the third. Long three again thrown up. No good that time for Woodburn, and that was Valise. Not as effective with the three here tonight. Down is Hall for Mazama. He'll put up a shot partially blocked, straight up. Woodburn has it. Pass ahead, and the loose ball out of bounds to Mazama. Mazama attacking on defense. Woodburn kicks that ball out of bounds here. Again, full court pressure for Javon Hall. Hall gets it up to half court to Healy. Mazama clears it. It's a three-on-three, and Healy, again, one thing they did not do, Mazama, in the first half, is attack the defender in a good way, but also attack that basket on the drive. So that pushes Woodburn to three fouls, and the first personal foul on number 13, whose name is not on the roster for Woodburn. Mazama on the baseline, high pass. Javon Hall catches it high, has his first field goal of the night, and a 32-14 lead now for Woodburn, 5:05 and counting in the third period. Off the dribble dive, on the drive, reach around over the top of the back, and that was Ryan Stebner with two more. Stebner was six right now. Back to the 20-point Woodburn spread over Mazama. The Vikings in their traveling blue shirts, jerseys, and T-shirts. On the pass, left side, back in interest in Lee. Ball up to Casper. Casper pulls it up, falls away partially. Block, Bulldogs up ahead right side. Lead it to Carson Boone for Woodburn. Little bounce pass in the alley. Reach up inside, number 13. And he'll get two more. Mazama ball up front and now casting from at least 23 feet, taking his time, and a long three ball from Grosterhaus puts three more points on the board here, 36-17 Woodburn. Grosterhaus nearly with the steal up front. Woodburn controls it at their end. On the drive, down low, push it up front. Woodburn, three ball on the way, high off the back iron, no good for Cruz. Rebounded underneath, and the ball taken away by Luna. And as he grabs the ball, I believe he was fouled by Woodburn. Non-shooter, of course. So that's the fourth foul on the Woodburn Bulldogs, and the second one on RJ Velis. No. Other direction, my error, Steven Luna with the reach-in foul. And they're going to say it was in the act of shooting. It was a pile up in there. I do not know who number 13 is, and that's just too bad, but that's all right. If they don't want to have it on the roster, I can't use it for Woodburn. Got everybody here for Mazama. 3:48, third quarter here. Woodburn trying to add to get that 20-point lead back, and they do. 37-17 here as we're halfway through this third period. Mazama clears it up past the Pirate. Down to Fallaway Hall. Hall with a pass inside. Looking for Lee. Bouncing Lee. Can't get to the ball. It's leaned up ahead. Woodburn with Torres and the steal. Hand off Elise. Floater in the air and gets the runner. They're letting him play as it goes down to the floor. And that was Torres with a couple. On the Fallaway, Mazama wasted no time to try to score. They're going down, setting up, putting bodies underneath. And the three ball that time from Luna didn't go down, but a whistle in backcourt. And the foul, the number two, on Jacob Healy for Mazama here with 3:18 to play. Largest lead right now at 22. 39-17 Woodburn here in Woodburn. Mike Gallagher with you on KFLS AM and FM. Bounce it up high. Swing it right side, Bulldogs. Over to Stebner. Stebner, left corner pass, looking for Ruiz. Long ball, three, front iron, miss, EJ Barrojas. And the miss, and Mazama down with it. Up to Luna. Luna looks away now to Hall. Hall dribbles top circle and sets up the offense. Pass it on the left wing. Tristan Lee back long again. Air ball hits the bottom of the glass. I thought it was an air ball. Steven Luna had a great shot. Didn't drop down. And ball coming down on the transition. Mazama back in the passing lane. Stolen away by Healy. Had an easy shot in front of the free throw line. Put it up and it hit front iron, miss. And the Bulldogs jump around it. Bulldogs looking to score. They'll hold that ball. Backing in on the low post. Turn around with a one-hander. No good for the Bulldogs. Stebner keeps it alive, but taking it away at Javon Hall. Hall. Now to Luna. Under 2 minutes to play, third quarter here. Luna with the pass to Lee. Stopped on the baseline. Three from Hall. Short off the rim. Javon, no one gets to it. Bulldogs there. Double step, three-quarter court driving again. This time Ruiz. RJ Velez, that is, approaching 20 points on the night, and the lead jumps up to 41-17. Woodburn back in their man-to-man. Healy, great pass down low to Lee. Lee looks up with under 90 seconds to play in the third quarter. On the floater, Luna doesn't get the foul call, was hit as he released the ball on the miss. Now the transition, Bulldogs, Stebner, step-around move, misses the shot. Healy battles for the ball, and what's the call? Mazama says their ball. What's the referee? They're talking it over on the baseline, but two bodies dove for it and ended up They ended up into the Woodburn bench, but they're giving it to Mazama with 1:15 to play third period. Healy knocked it off. He saved that ball as he kicked. He bounced it off one of the legs, and with 1:15 to play here, a quick timeout has been called. So we'll take a quick 30 break here. Woodburn 41, Mazama 17. Back in 30 on 1450 News Talk Radio.
When you're working on a construction site and you want dependable tools, get dependable tools at Dave's Tool Supply. Cordless tools, sandpaper, saw blades, well, just about every quality tool a quality construction worker needs. Delivery is available too. Now, let's say you have a broken air compressor or a sander or a nail gun. Hey, just drop it off and get it repaired. Dave's Tool Supply, on Crest by Kiger Stadium.
Yes, it's popping in and out. Well, we're near the end of the third period of play here. A quick timeout for Woodburn is Coach Raul Veliz. His son is RJ. RJ was a transfer from Salem's Blanchett High School. His dad, Raul, was already teaching an assistant coach here. An assistant at Blanchett. The head basketball job came open last year for Woodburn. His dad, Raul Veliz, took the job. RJ came with him from Blanchett Catholic School in Salem. And about 15, 16 miles north, here he is, and the Woodburn Bulldogs, the season has been, or their game, a team has turned around. Mazama ball, under a minute to play, running the offense a little more on the edge of the rim. They've tried the three ball, it isn't always working. Brosterhouse wears it right side. Casper had the shot. This is tough time. It's almost like somebody's got a hand in there. Three great three balls have gone in there tonight and have not dropped down from Mazama. Bulldogs bring it down with 33 seconds in the third. They pull the dribble out here and work for the final shot. Here's not Stebner, but up there to Torres. Healy nearly with the steal up front. 20 seconds to play third period. One last shot for Stebner as he'll hand it off to Veliz. RJ has the green light. He'll the drive, look away pass, over to Stebner. Touch and go. Stebner, a couple of more, 5 seconds here. Biggest lead of the night now. On the drive, Healy, left corner, two, and he gets it near the buzzer. And Healy just scores before the end of the third quarter comes around. And his first bucket of the night. We go to the fourth period in this elimination game for the 4A tournament. Woodburn, 43. Mazama, 19. And we'll be right back here in just 1 minute on 1450 News Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm Mark Hempstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Shiloh is proud to be celebrating over 40 years of providing you, our valued Shiloh customers, with Shiloh's sincere friendliness, efficient customer service, and clean, comfortable, attractive, non-smoking rooms and suites, all at an affordable price. Shiloh also offers many free amenities like free Wi-Fi and free continental breakfast or hot, full, delicious breakfast at most Shiloh Inns, as well as pools, spas, steam, sauna rooms, exercise fitness facilities, and business centers. And even the kids stay free. And for you dog lovers, Shiloh is very dog friendly. So ask your best friend where he or she wants to stay. Next time you're traveling for business or pleasure, we think you'll get a paws up for Shiloh Inns. For reservations, call 1-800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence. American family owned and proud of it.
Fourth quarter ready to get underway here. Mike Ellinger with Mazama, and Mazama scoring after three. Hall with four right now. Five for Brosterhouse. Four more for Luna. Casper with four, and Healy with a couple. Leading scorer RJ Veliz with 15 points now for the Bulldogs. He leads the way in there, along with seven for Diego Torres. Bulldogs get the ball at half court. Clock has not started yet. They've got to get this clock to start, and they must have played at least 10 seconds, and they buzzed it in now, and the referee will come over. I think they should just re-rack and start again. At least 10 seconds went off with the Bulldogs and the ball. Must have been a technical thing. They're going to let the clock run down here. And again, Woodburn starts the fourth quarter leading over Mazama, 43-19. It's going to take one heck of an effort when you're down 24 points and 8 minutes on the clock here. They run the clock down for 15 seconds, so now it's at 7:45 in the fourth. Bulldog ball on the sideline in front of their bench. E.J. Barajas comes out of the ballgame. Stebner back in. We also see Giovanna Mataquin. Mataquin with the inbounds play. Dish it out front. Looks like Coach Valiste is going to start clearing his bench here. Sensing that win. A rotation running up front. Kevin Cruz with the ball for the Bulldogs, and they're running it briskly between the free throw line corners. Top of the circle with the dribble now, Diego Torres. Torres looking. Hand off, Cruz. Look away corner. About a 15-footer and an air ball and a whistle. And they're going to call no foul. They're just going to say he traveled. So one of the Bulldogs traveled on the shot. 14 fouls and a half here on Woodburn. Two right now on Mazama, trailing by a bunch. Luna up front, working now to Javon Hall. Hall hits the three. They just set up the screen, and Hall lit the lamp. His first three tonight, 43-22 Woodburn. Mazama drops back down inside on their man-to-man. Woodburn dumps it down low. Double check, no shot. Bouncing inside, nearly stolen away. Woodburn gain control from the corner. No shot out there by Mariquin. He'll put the pass out on top to Diego Torres for Woodburn. Down in the right corner. Low, almost stolen away by Casper, but Woodburn recovers it. They're just going to play keep away. Again, respectfully, I've mentioned it to OSAA. There needs to be a 40 or maybe a 35-second clock on high school ball. They have it in Washington. It works, and it keeps this kind of hold the ball tactic. You're going to win maybe anyway, but they're just going to run it around the edge. Now Stebner drive past the free throw line, which is about all you have to do. And Stebner gets in trouble on the defense. Casper causes him to throw it away. He and Lee had surrounded him. 6:13, fourth quarter. They go to the sideline here. And they're going to call a technical. I'm not seeing what the call was. The referees, he had his back to him, and there was a whistle when everyone was sort of standing around after the ball was thrown away. And there is a technical, and Mazama will shoot it. They're going to call it on Cole Brosterhouse. He must have said something, so everyone clears the block. And now for the technical shot, shooting two with Javon Hall. Hall now 3-for-3 at the free throw line tonight. He's got 7, make it 8 points now. Hall again, this one in, rolls off the edge, no good. And, of course, now Mazama gets the ball back, trailing by 20 here in the fourth. They'll bring it up at half court. They'll set it up there. And Tristan Lee, the sophomore, back next year to help build this roster up for Mazama and head coach Randy Barleen. Now to Luna. Around to Javon Hall. Hall takes the screen, cut off on the front. There's Luna, a little dance on the dribble. Stops at the free throw line. Top block, can't get it away. He does. Pass over to Brosterhouse. He stopped on the baseline drive. Now Luna steps around with a reach around hook. Couldn't get fouled. Couldn't get it to roll down. And the Bulldogs have it. Hook pass up in front now to Mataquin. Mataquin with the ball, and he'll dish it out front to the point guard Torres, and they start it up. Again, Mazama has not dropped into zone. They play man-to-man. If they had a fast transition game off of a rebound as the Bulldogs drive up inside, putting up three is one of the reserves off the Bulldogs bench, I should say, too. He doesn't get it, but a tip drill up inside makes Mataquin with the bucket up inside. His first bucket tonight for Giovanni Mataquin of Woodburn. Now the drive, Lund, make that Luna, gets the pass top of the circle, just takes off into the alley. He gets fouled as he releases the ball. And right now, Steven Luna, who's already 2-for-2 from the free throw line tonight, hits to the strip and will shoot a couple. So the technical foul gets a couple of free throws minutes ago. And now Luna's front iron miss, no good. Luna steps out of the circle after missing it. Coming in tonight, shooting about 65% from the free throw line, 7 points, 5 rebounds, a ball game average. This one drops in, 1-for-2 for Luna. 45-24 here. Woodburn throws up the three immediately as they come down and battling for the ball. A couple of Bulldogs, they lose it out of bounds, surrounded by Mazama, And down by 21, Luna will walk it up in the front half along with Javon Hall. Hall holding the ball up front now over to Luna. Luna from the point, looking to Healy. Healy back, long three. Brosterhaus rolls in and rolls out. No good, the sophomore. Not a bad shot, just couldn't get it to drop. Up front for Woodburn. Three-shot attempt, no good from Cruz. And tipped up in the air, but Healy steals it away. Mazama ball, front half down to Healy. Double team. Left side, Luna fakes the three, throws up the two, tips the bottom of the rim, and out of bounds. Returning to the game, Christian Casper for Mazama here with 4:25 to play fourth quarter. And Woodburn with a hefty 21-point lead here, 45-24. Walking it up, Bulldogs in no hurry now. They'll just hold the ball up front there to R.J. Valise. Valise, I think, was 15 or 16. I have to double-check on the total here. Valise up front, leans up inside. Hook pass down to Lincoln Van Modernberg. He off the bench and hits his first bucket. Big cheer for him. A biggest lead now again now to 23 for Woodburn with under 4 minutes to play in the fourth. Dribble, Luna, no shot. Healy, right wing, three, barely touches the rim, and it's off to Bulldogs on the miss. They're just trying to get something to drop down. Bulldogs will take a long three. This one won't come down now for Kassenboom, but the put back up underneath goes to Van Morrisburg, and he's got two quick baskets here. 49-24, 3.5 to play. On the drive, Healy, no shot, dishes it to Tristan Lee, puts up a one-hander, short front rim, and the Bulldogs again, not in as big a hurry, but still setting up the offense to R.J. Valise. He's a senior. On R.J. with the drive, just runs around the edge of the screen, high release on the attempt underneath, under the glass, and he puts it up and puts it down. The half-court pass up ahead to Lee misses the layup right underneath. It goes long off the glass, and the Bulldogs have it with a half-court pass ahead. Get it down to Kassenboom. He drives up inside into the alley, puts up a one-hander, and gets fouled. No basket. 51-24 here, under 3 minutes to play in this ball game. And it looks like Mazama will go home and retool for next year as Randy Barline has a lot of sophomores coming back. I count three and a couple of juniors as the Bulldogs go to the line and one of two free throws going up for Kassenboom. Team fouls, six right now on Woodburn, just three on Mazama for the half. Kassenboom one more time. This one rolls around and drops in as well. Pushing a 30-point spread here at 29, and Mazama can hang on to the ball. Lead pass ahead to Zakur. Missed the dribble, loose on the floor. Now the Bulldogs come up and just set up for the three. Healy steals it away on a loose ball, and Zakur on the run. Chris, the senior, up front. Look-away pass into the corner to Tristan Lee. Lee to the top circle. Hand it off. There's Lee for three. This one rattles up on the glass. Miss and pulled down in there by Mara Quinn. Nearing the two-minute mark of the ball game here at Woodburn. And looks like one of the players for Woodburn was hit in the arm and the wrist. And he stood up, that's Lincoln Van Morensburg, went down to two knees, and he still got a lot of pain. He grabbed his arm, and now he is leaning forward. And I don't know if it's an arm injury. It looks like he's holding his chest like he got bumped in the chest as well. He set up a screen and got bumped, and there's a timeout on the floor and a full one-minute break coming your way. We're going to take a 30-second timeout here with Woodburn leading Mazama 53-24, back in 30 on 1450 News Talk Radio.
Hanson Tire is your full-service tire dealer. You and your car will be treated right with Monroe shocks and struts, Interstate batteries, complete brake service, and front-end alignment. Hanson Tire, locally owned, locally operated. You and your car will receive great service at great prices. Is your car ready for the road? Make an appointment at Hanson Tire today. Call 273-0509. Hanson Tire, on Maywood Drive.
Well, we're into the ball game, into the fourth period now, and Henley leading Philomath. It's been a tight ball game, 24-23 at halftime. We're in the fourth. Last score we got was the Hornets 37 and the Warriors of Philomath 32. And again, that winner on to the 4A state tournament next week at Pacific University. Well, this is a tough go here, and Mazama coming out of the Skyline Conference, an overcard of 12-10, ranked number 15 in the state of the OSAA out of 34 teams. They were 7-3 in the league, however, and they got here by playing some darn good ball. But unfortunately tonight, Woodburn was just that much better and more. I would say the Bulldogs have a deeper bench, but next year, Mazama's going to have the deep bench because Woodburn loses 10 seniors. Woodburn ball to pick it up here, and they run it up on top. Woodburn has just put in Enrique Tavera. Tavera up front with that dribble. Ball stolen away by Healy. Healy up in front half to the free throw line. Dish it back to Healy. Healy turns around with a one-hander. It gets the one-handed hooker to go down up in front. Healy with four right now. Nice steal down inside by Tavera to get it down to him. Not Tavera. Now the Bulldogs just come up. They're not missing the shot, but they missed that one. Good defense underneath by Casper. Put his body straight up in the air with the hands. Bulldogs altered the shot. Missed the bucket. We're at 1:15 to play. Sakura with the three. Thought it was going to be nothing that net, but it hits an iron and comes off again. 53-26. Woodburn with the lead as we're nearing a minute to play in this ball game. Woodburn could just going to shoot threes, and they'll come off the rim onto the, into the corner now to Tavera. Up front for Tavera, shot from three. Nothing. Healy saves it on the baseline. Loose up to Zakor. Here he comes sideline right. Facing the Woodburn defense. Zakor bounces into the right corner. Right wing, Zakor looking to shoot. Steps back, doesn't take it. On the drive on the quick handoff and saved. It's Aiden Smith. Aiden with the dribble drive. Aiden with the ball tapped out of his hands, and it will be Woodburn ball with 36 seconds remaining. And it's hard to say if Mazama will get another chance, but they've come up with a season this year with a 12-11 overall, and you can't spank at a 7-3 Skyline Conference record. Woodburn won't score anymore. The clock will run down nearing 20 seconds to go, and there's no need to foul unless you're just looking for a steal to score more. Loose ball, tipped out of bounds by Hall with 16 seconds to go. Hall had the steal for a moment, but couldn't hang on to it, and went out of bounds. Van Borisberg now to Woodburn. Clock's running as they come up inside. Aiden Smith on the defense. They'll hold the ball up front with 5 seconds to play. 4-3, and the season has come to an end for the Mazama Vikings. As the Woodburn Bulldogs here, 53-26. We'll keep it right here as we'll go right down and get some quick numbers. In fact, no. Chuck, we'll do one more one-minute break, and we'll come back with some final numbers. 53-26, Woodburn beats Mazama. Back in a minute here on 1450 News Talk Radio.
Make room, because look who's here. The burger to rule them all. We're talking America's favorite burger, the Burger King Whopper. A real meaty, flame-grilled Whopper beef patty topped with tangy pickles, ketchup, fresh tomatoes, crisp lettuce, and fresh onions, finished with creamy mayo and served on a toasted 5-inch sesame seed bun. Feeling hungry for a real meaty burger yet? Well, you should be. Add a side of small, piping hot, thick-cut French fries or golden onion rings and a small fountain drink, and you've got a meal fit for a king. Burger King, with 3 convenient locations in Klamath Falls. Burger King on Campus Drive, Burger King South 6th and Washburn Way, and Burger King on South 6th across from Albertsons. Because Klamath Falls is a Burger King town.
This is a Burger King town. It's made just for me.
Woodburn High School, 53-26, the final here. Some final stats for the Mazama Vikings. Tonight they're led by the 8 points of Javon Hall, averaging about a dozen on the season. 8 for Javon, 5 in there for Cole Brosterhaus, including a 3, and then 4 apiece for Luna, Healy, and Casper. 29-17, the halftime score, and Woodburn pours it on at the end here. They are led by the 17 points of R.J. Valise, four apiece in there for Miller and Van Morenberg, and a pair for Barajas Moraquin. We have 9-5, that's 14 for Diego Torres from the guard position, and Carson Bubup off the bench found himself tonight with 6 points. Again, 29-17, the halftime score, and Woodburn ends up just plowing over the Vikings at the end of the ball game. It is a 53-26 final here from Woodburn. So on go the Woodburn Bulldogs. They will get a chance in the tournament next week, and they will play either Gladstone or Marshfield of Coos Bay. As for Mazama, they're retooling. They've got a lot of guys coming back, and Coach Parlin's got to be happy with that. It's just a tough win, a loss on the road here tonight in Woodburn. Our thanks to
celebrating our 100th year, the Oregon School Activities Association thanks you for listening to this OSAA On Point Community Credit Union State Championship event. Serving more than 355,000 members, On Point Community Credit Union is the largest locally headquartered credit union and is the proud title sponsor of OSAA State Championships. We hope you enjoyed this championship event broadcast.
Columbia Forest Products on Highway 97 encourages team players to work hard and win big this season. Columbia Forest Products, in the basin for over 60 years, honors and supports all local high school sanctioned activities. Today's youth are tomorrow's leaders, so let's maintain a strong and vibrant community for years to come. Way to go, teams, and best of luck to all of you from Columbia Forest Products on Highway 97, Klamath Falls.
Prefer not to wait to get your taxes done? No problem, we understand. Drop off your tax documents and we'll get to work. When we're finished, just come to the office to review and sign your return, or you can approve your return online. Ask about our free drop-off service when scheduling your tax appointment. Block's got your back.
Hi, this is Deborah Edders at your local H&R Block office on South 6th Street between East Main and Shasta Way. Come by today and see what it means to never settle for less when it comes to your taxes.
OBTV V14057.
I am a woman. I'm gentle, caring, nurturing. To some, I may seem a bit vulnerable. But don't let my size or my soft voice be mistaken for vulnerability. You may not understand what I'm saying, so let me explain my way. I don't do karate, but I am highly skilled at Kalik Pow. Offering the best feminine protection is 2 badge guns. Get proficient in Kalik Pow. See 2 badge guns, open Tuesday through Saturday, 1835 Oregon Avenue.
When it comes to tough, versatile workhorses, nothing compares to Kubota's full line of RTV series utility vehicles. Engineered to last and designed to deliver, Kubota's RTV X series doesn't just lead the way on rugged dependability, it leads the pack. From big jobs to small projects and daily chores, choose from America's top-selling family of diesel utility vehicles to help you do it all. Your Kubota dealer in the Klamath Basin is Pelican Tractor, 5629 South 6th.
Tickets are on sale March 4th for the trifecta of country concerts at this year's Klamath County Fair, opening August 1st. Get your tickets to see Midland on Thursday. John Wolfe on Friday.
Boots on and dance floor.
And Lone Star on Saturday.
Maybe I'm amazed by you.
For tickets and details, call 541-883-3796 or see kcfairgrounds.org.
The Basin's most accurate and current local news, and the best in talk radio. This is KFLS Klamath Falls, a Wynn Broadcasting station.